story of Mert and Mart. Margie Minter took another big step toward stardom in our last episode. She made her debut as premier dancer of Hayfield's Pleasures and scored a resounding personal triumph. She replaced Vivian Clark, who was fired by Ray Hunt. Margie's chance was given her by Francis Hayfield, but Hunt has tried to take the credit for it. He has also started making romantic advances to Margie, and Mert has warned him not to trifle with her. In just a moment, we'll see what happens in today's chapter of the story of Mert and Marge. Nearly 24 hours have elapsed. Mert and Marge have spent the day in their apartment, where we join them now. They are reading the afternoon papers, and Mert is talking as we come in.
Oh, Margie, listen to what Edmund says in the journal.
What did he say?
Broadway's newest starlet added to her laurels last night before a packed house at the Hayfield Theater. She's little Margie Minter, who will someday be one of the leading lights on the gay white way. Margie Minter's the same girl who a short time ago stepped into the place of the temperamental South American star, Alina, and ran her right out of the minds of the Broadway regulars. Last night, Miss Minter replaced Vivian, the premier dancer on the Butterfly Ballet, and added not only rhyme but reason to one of the most beautiful sequences in the entire production. Oh honey!
Myrtle, that's really a fine notice. Oh. I'll cut it out for my scrapbook. Oh, who can that be?
Oh, don't be so jumpy, Margie. Must be a friend. All our enemies have been locked up or sent out of town.
Oh, I'll answer.
Okay.
Hello? Hello? Yes, sir. Well, just a minute, please. Myrtle, some man wants to speak to you.
A man? Mm-hmm. Well, maybe my Prince Charming has finally arrived. Hello? Yes, this is Miss Spear. Yes, Mr. Baker? Well, now? Well, yes, all right. Come up. Yes, 408.
What's the matter, Myrtle? Something wrong?
No, Margie. It's a... there's a gentleman coming up here to see me, a Mr. Baker.
Do you want me to go out, Myrtle?
Well, dear, you might go into the bedroom and get ready to go to the theater. It's almost time for us to leave.
Okay, I will. Where did Mr. Baker call from?
Well, he was downstairs in the lobby. He ought to be right up.
Say, Myrtle, will you say that review for me?
Yes, I'll cut it out now. When we go to the theater, we'll get another copy of this paper. Your folks will want to read it, too.
Oh, sure, they'll be thrilled.
How do you do, Miss Spears?
Yes, how do you do, Mr. Baker? Won't you come in?
Thank you. I'll only take a minute of your time, Miss Spears. I'm really sorry to intrude.
Oh, you're not intruding. Sit down, Mr. Baker.
Thank you.
I have a few minutes, but my roommate and I have to get ready to leave for the theater soon. We're in the Pleasures company, you know.
Yes, the Pleasures. In fact, that's why I'm here, Miss Spear. I spoke to Mr. Hayfield.
Mr. Hayfield sent you here?
Well, no. He introduced me to Mr. Hunt, your stage director, I believe, and he told me to see you.
Well, Mr. Hunt told you to see me?
Yes, Miss Spear, and it's rather hard for me to proceed with what I have to say. I'm trying to find a woman named Agnes Hallen.
Agnes Hallen?
Yes. Do you know her?
No. Why, the name... No, I don't believe I do, Mr. Baker. Who is she?
Well, I don't really know if she is. Well, that is, whether she exists or not. It's been years since anything has been heard of her. It seems she is, or used to be, an actress, a vaudeville actress.
Oh, an actress. I see. What do you want with her, Mr. Baker? Has she done something wrong, or the police?
Oh, no, nothing like that. But, well, again, I'm embarrassed. You see, I impose on you and ask a lot of questions. However, I cannot even reveal the name of my client or the purpose of my errand. I hope you'll forgive me.
You say Mr. Hunt sent you to see me. Well, did he think I might know something about this woman?
Yes.
Well, did Mr. Hunt tell you that I knew this, What was her name?
Agnes Hallen.
Agnes Hallen. Yes, well,
Did Mr. Hunt say that I knew her?
No, he didn't. He merely suggested that you might have known her or something about her.
Oh. Well, Mr. Baker, did Mr. Hunt say that he knew Agnes Hallam?
No, he didn't commit himself. But as soon as I mentioned the name, he thought of you. Said you have been in show business a long time. I think his exact words were, if anyone can help you, I'm sure that Myrtle Spear can.
Oh, I see. Well, I tell you, Mr. Baker, I have met so many people in my years behind the footlights that I can't remember all of them, or even a tenth of them. Agnes Hallam sounds a bit familiar, and yet at the present time, I don't seem to recall her.
And naturally, Miss Spear, I realize that only by the barest chance you might be able to place her. However, if you'll just search your memory a bit and try to help me, I assure you that your efforts will be more than appreciated, and not just in words.
You mean you'd pay money to someone for helping you find her?
I would, gladly.
Well, Mr. Baker, I'll try. Perhaps I may remember Agnes Hallam. I'll think back and try to recall whether or not I've met her.
Well, Miss Spear, I won't take up any more of your time. If you can help me in any way, you can get in touch with me through Mr. Jack Arnold. You know where to reach him.
Yes, oh yes, I know Mr. Arnold. He's a very good friend.
Well, thank you, Miss Spear, and good day.
Goodbye, Mr. Baker. I wish you luck. Agnes Hallam. Agnes Hallam. I thought she was dead.
Have you gone, Myrtle? Myrtle, what's the matter? What's happened?
Oh, nothing, dear. That man, Mr. Baker, thought I might help him find somebody.
Who, Myrtle?
Oh, someone who existed a long time ago. Come on, Margie. It's almost showtime. Let's go.
I'm all ready. Are you sure that you're all right? Did you tell Mr. Baker you knew the person he's looking for?
No, Margie. And please don't say anything about it, honey. I got to find out what he wants with Agnes Hallam. I must find out. Well, come on, dear. You just forget all about it, will you?
I'll keep still if you want me to, Myrtle, but I don't see why.
Turn off the light, Margie.
Okay. Myrtle, why don't you tell him what you know about it?
Lock the door, will you, dear?
Yeah. Look, Myrtle, you've been under a strain so long with those racketeers and Ray Hunt, and, well, now, I hate to see you upset about something that really can't concern you.
Come on, let's get to the theater, Margie.
Miss Spear, Miss Minter.
Hello, Pat.
Hiya, Pat. Wait a minute, Margie. Let's see if there's any mail.
Half hour.
Anything for me?
Nope. I guess my friend the Duke has forgotten me.
Well, good evening, girls.
Good evening, Mr. Hunt.
Well, on your toes again tonight, Margie. Don't let down.
Oh, I won't, Mr. Hunt.
And then, Myrtle, could I speak with you for just a minute?
Oh, yes, Mr. Hunt. I'd like to talk to you, too.
Well, come into my office. Oh, pardon us, Margie.
Why, certainly.
Well, I'm flattered, Myrtle. That's the first time you've said you wanted to see me in a long time.
I didn't say I wanted to see. I said I wanted to talk to you.
Now, Myrtle, don't be like that. Can't we be friends instead of enemies? You're my kind, Myrtle. I need you, and you need me.
I don't need you, Mr. Hunt. I get along very well before I even met you, since I've known you, too.
You mean perhaps 11 years ago, before you came to me and applied for a job in Hayfield's chorus, back in the days when you were...
Mr. Hunt... Mr. Baker came to see me today. He said that you sent him to me.
Oh, yes, Mr. Baker. You were able to help him, of course.
Mr. Hunt, do you know why he's so anxious to find Agnes Hallam?
No, that's his business, not mine. But I thought perhaps that you might be interested.
I am very interested. But I don't want to tell him anything until I find out the purpose of his questioning.
Now, surely, Myrtle, you have nothing to fear. After all, no one knows anything about Agnes Hallam except you and me.
That's just it. You know who she is.
Now, Myrtle, you can always trust me.
How do I know that you won't say anything about Agnes Hallam until I see fit to tell what I know? How do I know that you won't be tempted by the money he's offering for information?
Money? Oh, I didn't know he was offering money. That is a temptation, isn't it?
To some people, it might be.
But your friendship means so much more to me, Myrtle. Now, why can't we start seeing each other again?
Ray Hunt, you're lower than I thought you were. And you're sinking lower in my estimation every minute. I thoroughly despise you.
In which case, you leave me free to tell what I know.
Ray Hunt, you'll never tell what you know about Agnes Hallam. Never! Oh, I beg your pardon. I didn't mean to bump into you, Mrs. Hunt.
Mysterious Agnes Hallam appears to be upsetting Mert quite a bit. Who is she? And why is Mert so concerned? Apparently, Ray Hunt has some knowledge that can cause her a lot of trouble, and Ray is just the type to use it. Maybe we'll find out more about the mystery in the next chapter of the thrilling story of Mert and Marge. Be sure to listen. Until then, this is Andre Baruch speaking.